Could it be that after all the debate and all the political posturing, the largest transportation project in our region is finally moving full steam ahead?
Joining us to talk about the Dulles Rail Saga, WTOP Sprawl and Crawl reporter
Adam
Tuss.
As the rail project turns.
Yeah, right?
Right.
So really, Adam, is it full steam ahead? What happened?
Well, in terms of the overall project today, anyone who's concerned about the project getting from Reston to the airport and continuing into Loudoun County today was certainly a very good day. What happened today is that the Airports Authority Board, which is overseeing construction of this $6 billion project, dropped a preference for union labor on the second phase of the project. And of course, phase two, the section that goes from Reston to the airport and continues into Loudoun County. The state had said it wouldn't give any more money to the project if that union-friendly labor preference stayed in place. And there was a debate about what Loudoun County would do, because Loudoun County is saying, look, if that stays in place, we can't go in. Virginia, of course, is a right-to-work state. This goes against a lot of what, you know, the state believes in. And in fact, there's never been a mandatory project labor agreement or PLA put in place for a transportation project in the state, in the history of the state. So this would really be unprecedented. A lot of people pushing back against that. The Airports Authority recognized that in the face of this intense pressure, it had to drop this preference. That clears the way for more money to come from the state to the project. It also clears the way for Loudoun County if they want to go into the project, because this project labor agreement is now out of the way.
Well, then what is the sense about Loudoun County's involvement? Will the county now change? Well, I don't know if there are any minds to be changed, but will they go in on this?
Well, this certainly could change some minds in the county, and the county has about another month to decide whether or not it wants in on the project. And, you know, we're talking about something that will change our region for decades. Two stops beyond the airport in Loudoun County, with huge commercial development around it and a lot of potential development, things that will change the commutes for hundreds of thousands of people to get in the region. So Loudoun County has another month to decide, but already we've seen some pushback from Loudoun County supervisors saying, look, even though that the project labor agreement is gone, it doesn't necessarily mean we're all in on the project. Look at the way Metro runs itself now. There are a lot of issues. We don't know if we want all those issues, you know, specifically other union issues, the costs, the taxes that would have to go to residents in Loudoun County. Do we want all that associated with our residents and taxing our residents with that? So as the rail project turns, we'll wait and see what happens next. But all eyes on the county right now.
Very good. Thank you so much. WTOP Sprawl and Crawl reporter Adam Tuss.